Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org. or at hisholychurch.org, go to the network links, or go to preparingyou.com, join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Peace, what's up y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha. I got you right where I want you. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this even solo now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show. Here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so I will not be alone tonight. We have V joining us here. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I'll make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and bring V in here. Welcome in, V.
Good evening. How the heck are you?
So what's the word on the street out there?
Well, as usual, New York is up to its antics. I believe this Saturday, the district attorney, Letitia James, is hosting its first drag queen story hour right in Manhattan. So looks like New York City is going to start kowtowing to the crowd, the TQIA crowd.
Well, I was going to say, the average of John Q. American public doesn't have any interest in this.
Right.
This is something maybe 1% of the population is interested in, if that.
If that. I would even venture to say 1.5%. And I don't know if you saw, but Dylan Mulvaney, the gentleman who is celebrating, you know, every day of being a so-called girl, he had facial reconstruction surgery, and he's saying things like normalize the bulge, that women have bulges too.
Yeah, you're talking about that person's appearance on the Drew Barrymore show, where Drew Barrymore kneeled in front of that pronoun's body?
Yes, but did you know that they celebrated that person's 365th day of being a girl at the Rockefeller Center with a whole production, a musical and everything?
No. I mean, I believe you.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And it was a pretty star-studded audience. So I think the cast from the Daily Wire went, and the actors were definitely singling them out, and they were scorned, you know, by others in the audience, but they went to show clips of how ridiculous and how far this has gone, celebrating somebody just for being the gender that they think that they are is, I mean, it's a euphemism for where America is as portrayed by the media. I don't think all, like you said, if it's just 99% of Americans don't think like this and don't support this, then of course that's not an accurate representation of our country. But to others, you know, on the other side of the country or the world, excuse me, seeing these things on social media, they think that that is the general way of thinking for all of us. And that's not right. You know, and then to oppose it, you get slandered and called all these names, and people try to dox you, you know, like find your location, find out where you work, find out your real address, harass your friends and your family, try to show up at your home. And that's not right either. You know, it's very fascistic. And I think that, you know, calling people a fascist now is like just the most overused and abused word, man. I thought the word love was abused, but fascist has been just drilled into the earth and slammed into the core. Woo. But it does apply.
You know what gets me now? That they say that if you're happy, you're racist.
No,
only happy
I didn't
people
know that.
Are racist. If you're angry, it means that you're not racist.
Well, birds of a feather, right? My goodness. I guess people are happy being angry, if that's even a paradoxical statement. Maybe it is.
Well, that's liberalism for you. It's nice and liberal to be angry at all times.
You know, back when we were younger, being a liberal meant you know, kind of being open-minded or loose with certain values and ideals, but and you still loved your country. Now liberals hate the country. They hate everyone who doesn't think like them, and they're so far extreme that they're not open-minded because they're closed-minded to anyone who doesn't agree with them.
Open-minded now is racist. I'm not kidding.
Apparently. No, I believe you. Isn't the climate racist and all this other? There's so many things that are racist. Well, I'm one off this planet.
But the thing is that the more they call us racist, the more watered down it becomes.
That's right. And one of my responses to what people call me, something like bigot, racist, transphobe, or something along those lines, is, yeah, so. I'm not going to defend myself. These people, they don't know you. And an exchange or a brief exchange or a brief glimpse at your social media profile, it doesn't encapsulate you. That's not enough to really get into the details that and the intricacies that make you a person, make you who you are. Some people are mentally ill, and that defines them. Mentally ill people are not going to tell me who I am and what makes me who I am. So I don't even care anymore. Call me what you will.
No, they don't have rational thought at this point, so I don't care what they think about me.
The problem with people like them that are unstable is that they do things without thinking. That's the only thing that's predictable about them, but they put themselves in jeopardy. And I would say that people like that would get themselves incarcerated if we didn't have such a liberal social justice-led judicial system with activist judges and activist DAs and attorney generals. If we didn't have a country like that that was so corrupted in the courts, and I would say, you know what, bring it on. You know, go ahead and make a fool of yourself and you'll see yourself behind bars. But I even know now that that's not always going to be true.
Just imagine that there's people out there, and I'm not saying there's any bills out there, but I've just heard from gay people that they want to make it illegal for a man and a woman to be married.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think they wanted to make it so that homosexuality was the norm, and the outliers and the odd men out were the straight, so to speak. They can't be.
But how is it, though, that people feel, and I don't care what side of the gender somebody is, if you're honestly gay, I don't care. It's not my business. Just like if you're straight, it's not my business. So why is one better than the other all of a sudden?
Right. They really have lined themselves up with the angels. They've made it so much of a virtuous quality to be against the so-called norm. It's sickening because now
it's not
virtuous.
The thing, though, B, is that when tyrants like this, and I will call them tyrants, when they get in power and it's their way or the highway, eventually at some point, nobody wants to hear it anymore because nobody wants to get yelled at constantly, and then everybody rebels against them. It might not happen today or this week, but at some point, people will get tired of being told what to do, I would hope.
I don't know. People seem to welcome the overreach, especially if it came from the government. If it came from a position of authority, like someone who is well-read or educated or has a degree in some field, then they're willing to take the direction and be bossed around. It just means they're mindless and obviously very dehumanized and no sense of self.
But at what point, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but at what point do people just get fed up and say, you know what? I'm not doing X.
Mm. I think once they start eating their own, isn't that right for the left? Don't they start to eat their own? Where they're all on track, they're all on the same page about something, and then there's one thing that they'll deviate on, and they lose a small, and I mean a small fraction of their following, and they'll just part ways on that particular area, but they'll keep that same mindset. It's like it's a really short baby step filled road to more conservatism or moderism. But I'm sick and tired of seeing the word far right, extreme right.
Yeah.
It's like, is there not just a right or a center anymore? Everybody's just on one end or the other.
Hey, V, do you have a story that you could share? I need like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I have stories. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell people that I have been investing in silver. I go to sdbullion.com.
Well, good. We'll get to talk about that in a minute. I'll be there. Hold on.
Right. I've been buying one piece of silver every month. The average price of silver is ranging between $23 and like $29, at least for the past 3 years that I've been buying. So I buy one troy ounce every month, and I pay about $10 shipping. If I feel like buying more, then great. But the reason I do this is because I think the price of silver is ridiculously manipulated compared to gold, which is, let's say, per ounce silver is in the 20s. Gold is in $1,800 or so. I mean, huge difference. And I don't think there's less silver on the planet. I mean, more silver on the planet than there is gold. I think there's equal amounts, if not maybe more gold. But we know that these metals are very controlled by certain people who move into these impoverished countries, manipulate and take over, usurp the government's power, and make people do all the mining for very little or no money. And they keep these governments in, like, constant debt, slave debt, until the so-called paid off to these companies that swoop in and occupy their land. It's just devastating. But that's a whole other story. Either way, I keep staying on top of buying metals because I think that that's going to be one way that we'll eventually have backing for our currency, which is obviously useless and worthless at this point. Considering the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has shown us that these banks are capable of having corruption. There was a lovely woman named Karen Huber, I believe. She passed away, unfortunately, but she blew the whistle on the World Bank, which was supposed to be feeding poor countries but by giving them loans to help with things like poverty or, you know, anything that was going to help people who weren't capable of helping themselves. And the World Bank was sending money to corrupt people, and they were pocketing that money. They weren't giving it to the poor. They weren't helping, you know, with their infrastructure or build plumbing, build schools, provide food, increase farming. The money was going into people's pockets. And she exposed that corruption, and a lot of people think she was murdered for it. But that's what we have now. We have a country that manipulates and steals money because it goes to the elites and the people in power and elected positions. And we have the poor staying poor and the middle class becoming poorer. So one way to empower yourself is to invest your money wisely, own small pieces of property, rent it out if you can, or build on it, put a business in it, have a small business, a few small businesses, put your money in a credit union, buy metals, and invest in a cryptocurrency that you're comfortable with. What am I comfortable with? I like Bitcoin. I like Stellar Lumen. I like XRP. I think a lot of these are going to be used internationally as currency and to also transfer large sums of money because they operate on a high-speed system and they don't require very much energy to move money around. my understanding, XRP was supposed to be a form of currency for about 7 different countries in the Middle East and Europe. We'll see if that happens. Time will tell. It's still locked up in the lawsuit. I can't buy any here in New York. I used to be able to. And I was able to nab some before I was locked out of being able to do so. But my understanding, I think, is you can go on certain platforms and trade and buy XRP using other trading platforms, especially if you live outside of New York. If you're here in New York, you have the stock exchange and all kinds of restrictions that prevent you from doing so. And Proof is lucky. He lives out in the Midwest, and he has the ability to trade a lot more than I do. I think you can get some returns on your investment, too, with crypto, if you live outside of New York. But I digress. Before, I've always been investing in Bitcoin. I buy little by little. I buy consistently, and I always buy silver. I have not bought gold. And a lot of people say that I should, but I just feel more comfortable having something that is much more affordable, and I can have these small quantities of. And I think one day they're going to be worth a lot more money. Hopefully in my lifetime. And he's back.
Yeah, I'm almost back.
Almost back.
Yeah, I just have to try to find a certain vitamin real quick here. I gotta take a pill.
Oh.
So, just a couple of minutes here, and I'll be ready.
Sure thing.
So you said you were buying silver. So crypto had a couple of good days, but I don't think it necessarily did all that well today. Not that it really went that far backwards.
No, it didn't go too far back, but it did make a nice run. And now it's just doing that thing that it does, like it fluctuates and it flutters, you know, where you're like, are you going to keep going or? But once that bank closed, I guess you got quite a few people who turned to Bitcoin because, you know, that leads the whole pack and started to invest money.
Yeah, some people are saying that crypto is going to drop because of that, but I guess I'm on the other end. I think people are going to see that, and they're going to look at crypto a little bit more.
I agree. So this is a good time for you to give people the link to your Coinbase account. Yeah,
I did that, but I didn't get any takers.
Ah, okay. A lot of people are scared. They don't understand it.
But,
and then people hear things
in
like
January, they're going to have Fed Now, which you can convert to digital currency.
That's true. I don't think anybody wants it. You know, they don't want the digital currency from the government, but then they don't understand that cryptocurrency is your last opportunity at privacy with how you spend your money.
But you'll realize that as soon as FedNow is up and nobody wants it, they'll create the need. So if it's not successful by September, you can expect a false flag in order to make that successful.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the banks now. They're helping other big banks that are failing. What was it, First Republic? Other banks are donating to the customers to keep them from leaving the bank completely.
Yeah.
Banks helping banks? I've never heard of this. And I don't think this happened in any of the other collapses, financial collapses we've had. But I know Janet Yellen had something to do with telling Israel about, you know, Silicon Valley Bank going under because they pulled all of their money out and transferred it back to Israel before the Fed snatched everything else. So there's still a lot of inside communication, which is shady as hell.
Well, I want to know how it is that all these upper managements at that bank got all these bonuses like hours before they got shut down.
Right. That doesn't, it just, I mean, it's so obvious. They're not even hiding how much they knew beforehand. Take what you can, you know, running around the office and grabbing all the Keurig K-cups that you can because your bank account is filling with your bonus. Like, run. I mean, what a mafia. It's such a modern-day mafia.
I've never seen that before where you have all the people, like, ready, and they knew ahead of time what was going to happen, and everybody was getting their bonuses. It's just weird.
Yeah. Criminal. Beyond weird. They're crooks.
Yeah, but it's only, they're only crooks if they get caught, even though they were caught. But is Brandon going to do anything about it? Probably not.
No, definitely not. Did he just recently sign something ridiculous about guns, too?
He went off again and said that he wanted to ban assault rifles. He said he was going to ban assault rifles again.
What the heck
and
is an assault rifle?
And he used the word again.
Again.
Yeah.
What's an assault rifle, please? Help me. Ridiculous. But he basically like did something with gun background checks and other stuff that was already in existence. Like he really just did nothing.
No, that's all he does. If you can just make it look like you're doing something, that's like if he signs another bill tomorrow banning bank robbers. Is that going to stop people from robbing banks? People already know it's illegal to rob a bank.
Right. Let's make school zones safety zones, gun safety zones. Again. Now, somebody on Twitter was, like, celebrating this. They were like, let's celebrate Joe Biden's accomplishments and thank our president. And I was like, what? They got ratioed? But then people in the same, like, because I do read a lot of comments. I read really fast, so I just speed right through them. This dude was like, oh, we should make it so that only 25 and older can buy a gun. And people are like, dude, people join the military at 18, and they're trained in how to carry and fire weapons bigger than the ones you can buy at a gun store. So, like, what are you talking about? And then they were, like, talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. He came up again, and people were like, he crossed state lines. Like, here we go. Wow. I can't believe people are still stuck on that. These things, these talking points that have been debunked and combed over and picked over and just...
Okay, so he crossed state lines. What does that have to do with anything when his mom lives in one state and his dad lives in another? I don't get it.
Right, it's like, what, a two-hour drive for him?
Yeah.
I can drive an hour and cross state lines into Connecticut. Not even. 40
New
minutes
Jersey.
I'm in Connecticut. Yeah, I'll drive an hour and a half into Jersey. If I drive 2 hours, I can end up in Massachusetts.
Or Pennsylvania.
Exacto. 3 hours for Pennsylvania. Woo! Watch out.
No, I'm sure you can get to a part of Pennsylvania within 2 hours.
You think so? Maybe, yeah. I have a friend who lived in Orange County, and he said he was at the border of Pennsylvania, but he was out there. I gotta look at a map. Either way, the only state that I actually can't cross into with my firearm is Jersey. Even on the job, like, you can't have it on you. It has to be, like, you know, in one of those cases and has to be taken apart. I don't know why Jersey is like that, but they're pretty loose on everything else. New York is strict about everything, but Jersey seems to be a little bit more flexible on stuff like that. Like, well, not so, that, but...
So if it's just locked up in your trunk, then that's not good enough.
It has to be, like, yeah, it has to be locked up in a case with a safe lock on it. You know how they have the lock that goes through the barrel? Not the barrel,
yeah.
yeah, do the slide where, you know, the top is and then the bottom where the magazine goes. Like, that's how you have to have it. No bullets. But even if they have you catch you with it, they could technically take you in. That's what I understand. And I heard that from a court officer who lives in Jersey.
Okay.
It's New Jersey.
Yeah, where's Vito when you need him?
Right. Doesn't he live in Pennsylvania, though?
Well, yeah, but I'm sure he knows the laws.
Probably. He was looking for you for a while you were taking a break.
Oh, it's not a secret. You could say while I was in the hospital. It's okay.
I didn't know. Did you want, you don't mind?
I don't care.
I wasn't sure. I definitely wouldn't do it voluntarily. I wouldn't.
No, you let me, share that information. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, that's not my way.
No, it's okay.
If you were pregnant and had a baby, I wouldn't tell anybody, you know?
Yeah, well, it's no secret. I was in the hospital for 8 days, and then I had a week of ordered bed rest, so there wasn't much I could do.
Well, are you better, 100%?
No, not 100%.
Mm.
But I'm good enough to go back to my my day job, and I could sit here and read news and stuff, so... I'm well enough to do that. I'm not
are
in
you
pain.
On? Oh, good. Are you on meds?
I have an IV I take every day that I have what they call a PICC line that's stuck in my arm for another 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
So I have to take antibiotics every day, and then I have my whole medley of vitamins that I take.
How do you make sure that your vitamins don't cancel one another out? I know that's one of the things that vitamins can do.
You separate your morning vitamins from your afternoon vitamins from your evening vitamins.
That's smart.
So that's what I do.
That's smart.
No, I'll tell everybody. I don't care. I had a bone infection and the early stages of sepsis that I had to handle, and I got stuck in a hospital for 8 days, and there was worries that I could potentially have an amputation, but I'm not, hopefully I'm past that point now. The doctor that I have a few weeks ago basically thought I was hopeless, but he says I'm one of the fastest healers he's ever seen in his life.
That's great.
Well, it's due to a lot of the supplements that I take, so my body can heal skin quickly.
That's good. So you had osteomyelitis, right?
Correct. Exactly.
And it was just because you had a blister on the foot that became infected?
Yeah, I had a piece of chicken that didn't agree with me, and it got to the point where I had blisters on both of my feet. And the blisters popped, and that was it.
That's wild. It sounds painful, too.
It was for a little bit. Now I'm fine. I couldn't look at it for a while. Anytime I would have a dressing change, like I didn't even want to do the dressing change myself. I would. But it was disgusting, and now it's like, it's okay. It's to me, it just looks bad, but it's not disgusting and gross like it was. Not to gross anybody out. I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Right.
But the one on my left foot is almost healed. I might be out of my wrap over my foot this Saturday, I'm hoping. And then the other one, we'll see. I'm not out of the woods yet, but where there was worries that I wouldn't heal. He was worried I wouldn't even heal to where I am now. So there's hope.
That is good. Hope is good.
Yeah. So if anybody was wondering where I was, that's what I was busy doing, because I don't take many breaks.
No. You do some holidays.
Speaking of breaks, when do you start Tuesdays? Is Tuesdays starting next week or the week after?
I was thinking it was next week, but it might be the week after. I'm going to find out for sure, because they tend to spring stuff on me at the last minute. I've had my shift changed twice in the past 2 weeks. So that's not good. They're just trying to fit me in because I'm a new transfer, and they're trying to see where their areas are that they need more coverage.
Okay.
I'm one of many people that are injured. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me know, because I'm ready to let the Tuesday co-host go, so I'm ready to move you in there.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm sorry. That didn't work out.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, I'd rather try somebody out and have it not work than to not have somebody, I guess. So now I have to fill Thursday again.
Right.
Which is fine. I'll get the right person. It's okay.
I know for sure once I'm done, I'm going to be having my own show, and I think I don't know. Sometimes I doubt that I could do anything for 3 hours, but I forget that you can take calls and stuff. So we're probably better off doing that.
Yeah, and you could do 90 minutes if you wanted.
Yeah. That's true. But there's so much to cover sometimes. Some weeks are crazy.
So, I don't know how likely you are that you would be moving out of New York as soon as you get done, but... if you're still looking.
I want to. But I have to see what my income will be like after the shift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is going to be like to be on disability. That's going to be weird. I'm allowed to work, but there's a limit, financial limit.
Okay.
So I have to stay within my boundaries and my restrictions, and then try to see ways around that. But I can't stand New York. I mean, altogether, I'm very fortunate to live north of the city, so I'm somewhat away from the mess. But I still have to go down there. So I have to. My mom lives there. You know, like. All my friends, I still have to commute down there every once in a while for things when I'm not, like when I'm off, I still have to go down there for doctor's appointments, and not everybody out here where I live takes my insurance, so hospitals do, but I mean, you're not going to go to a hospital for everything, you know, and the copays are crazy.
So I saw that Mayor Adams wants people to stop wearing scams.
Right. Only when you walk into a store. He wants you to remove it so that the camera can get a glimpse of your face, and then you're free to put it back on. So it's the opposite of when you go into a restaurant where you must walk in with it on, and then as soon as you sit down at your table, you can remove it. Yeah, if you're going into a store, you have to remove your mask.
So Mayor Adams is just confusing to me. So... I just feel like is he in over his head, and he's just trying to appeal to everybody at the same time? Because I don't think it's malicious like what your previous mayor had. I didn't like him one iota. Mayor Adams just seems like he's just throwing darts at the wall and hoping that something lands on a target.
That sounds about right.
I don't want to say he's incompetent, but it's close.
I'd say he is. He seems to be more focused on his social circle.
It's not Lori Lightweight bad. He's not that bad. I'm just trying to put it that way.
No, he's not that bad yet, but he's just started. So
yeah.
This is his first term. Lori Lightfoot had been around for, 30 years? So,
no, she only had one term.
No, I mean, in general, she's been in, the political eye, right? Wasn't she, in other areas of the city doing other stuff in the government?
Could have been. I don't know that pronoun's background.
It's wild that she's married to a dude who dresses like a woman. It's so wild. She looks like a lesbian, so it makes sense, you know? She's got that dykey thing. Anyway, makes me sick. But Mayor Adams he seems to be more catering to, the wealthy crowd, because when he was schmoozing, he was seen in the Hamptons a lot, and he was being introduced to people by the wealthy friends that he had as the next mayor of New York. You know, he's always seen in the clubs with the elites and with celebrities, with musicians. He's backstage. And he takes these vacations that he says he deserves and he needs in order to stay healthy and be able to run the city. He doesn't live in New York City either. I don't know how he became mayor.
Where does he live?
I believe he lives in Jersey.
Oh.
You have to live in one of the five boroughs to run for one of the New York City offices.
I mean, even if he claimed Nassau County, I'd say, I understand. But when you live in another state, that has to be impossible.
Right. He doesn't have the best reputation either. He is already known among his former cohorts as being someone who didn't do very much on the job and who was very difficult to work with because of his arrogance and his attitude. And I don't think that that's the case now with him as mayor. I think he's being told a lot of time what to do. When you have these offices like this, you don't just operate on your own, compunction. You have other people telling you what they need, and they lobby you, and you do it because of deals that you make and agreements. So it has to benefit him somehow.
Hey, I have to admit, I think it's kind of funny that he started sending illegals to Canada.
Well, we don't have the room. I mean, he's already taken over two hotels, I think, in Manhattan. There's just no room. And it's draining New York's finances. You've got all these people without contracts. You've got the fire department, the police department, the paramedics without contracts. They are owed years of back pay from where that contract has to begin. And, with the city kind of hemorrhaging money right now, he's depending on, federal handouts. But that's what happens. You have the state that we're in? What do you call it? It's the state where immigrants can come to and seek. What's the word I'm thinking?
I wish I could help you.
Oh, I hate that. It's really on the tip of my tongue. Well, either way. Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. True.
Thank you. I mean, that's what happens when you have a sanctuary state. They don't have a separate funding for it. That would be wise. It's like, oh, we know what we have. Like how people stored up wheat for seasons of famine or stored up water for seasons of drought. We don't have storage of resources. We don't have, you know, like foods and little aluminum packets that spaceship flying spacemen use, and for people who need rations and something to eat. I think the city already showed how much waste these people were contributing, because they provide them meals, almost like Meals on Wheels, right? And
yeah,
these people were throwing it out. And he was telling them, look, we don't have food that you're used to in your country. Like, if you want rice and beans, like, we don't have that. We're giving you sandwiches and a piece of fruit. It's enough for you to live off of, and you're just going to have to take what you get. But these hotel, these whistleblowers in the hotel, one of them in particular, said that they used to throw out maybe 10 bags of trash a day, and now they're doing hundreds because they're absolutely full to the brim of the food that these people are refusing that is donated to them from the city. So you have all these people working to put these little meals together, wrapping them in plastic or putting them in little plastic containers, and they're all going in the trash. And the hotel is complaining that people are nearly starting fires because they brought hot plates into the room. They have their own pots and pans, and they're cooking in the hotel room. They're not supposed to be. And what are they cooking? Rice and beans.
Yeah, I can't eat this, like, for leftovers. I love leftovers, except I have a problem where I can't eat the same thing 2 days in a row. Unless, if it's fruit, that doesn't count. But, like, if I had half a pizza today, I can't eat the other half tomorrow.
Really? No, well, I love
it. I can eat it 2 or 3 days from now, but I can't eat the same meal 2 straight days.
I can. Like, that's like meal prep for me. It's like, if I make enough for a few days and nobody else ate, I know I'm going to have it. So I kind of mentally prepare myself for it, so I don't feel discouraged or bored or kind of repulsed. You know what I mean? It's like it's a Jedi mind trick, I guess, I got to play on myself.
Yeah, it's just not something I've ever been able to do. But I, with that being said, I'll eat leftovers with no issue. It's just if I had it yesterday, I'm not eating it today.
I get it. It's not for everybody.
Oh, there are some people that refuse leftovers whatsoever.
Yeah, that'd be my kids, my two oldest. They don't like them at all.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a hotel in, was it West Palm Beach? I'm pulling it now. No,
yeah.
It was in Miami, the Hyatt Regency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how Mayor DeSantis in Florida banned drag queen shows for kids?
Right.
So this hotel in Miami said, screw DeSantis, we're going to do a drag show for kids. So Governor DeSantis revoked their liquor license permit.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so now they can't sell alcohol doing room service and stuff, or at the restaurant inside the hotel or the bar. So the bar is shut down now.
Oh, proof. I seem to remember the same happening to people during the pandemic who didn't enforce masking or social distancing or had too many people in there at one time instead of half capacity or 75%. So you know what? Suck it up.
Oh, and I'm sure those were the same people that had no problem wearing scams.
Right. And staying home and getting the vax or getting a tattoo of the vax maker on their arm. Which did you get?
Oh,
I can't
believe people did that mess.
What was that?
I can't believe people did that mess.
I believe it.
No, I saw it. I know they did it. I just can't. Why would you put a tattoo of a Pfizer gene therapy on your arm, and then after you get the next one, you're dead? That's just the dumbest thing.
They were influencers. They had to be paid. They were paying people $1,000 to make TikToks about getting back.
Right.
So that money was getting spread far and wide.
So
yeah, those had to be influencers.
Mm-hmm. I figured I want to show you this week's Broccoli Man.
All right.
So, in this episode, Broccoli Man is trying to catch a guy who shot up a McGMO. But I don't know if you know about this, but the state of Maryland is looking to pass a law stating that if you kill somebody and you're under age 25, that you don't get hit with a murder charge.
Oh yeah, right. That's insane.
So this inspired that.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever
so
you're ready. Yeah.
You're ready. Okay. Cool. So let me go ahead and get this accomplished here. All right. So I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are in the wrong place at the wrong time, sir.
What do you need from me now, wiretap? Are you mad your name came up on Epstein's flight logs?
You need to shut your soup hole right now, green dude.
Hey. I am trying to catch a cold-blooded killer who show up a GMO King 3 days ago and killed 7 people. Can you go bother me some other time?
That tears it, green dude. That killer you are trying to find is 23 years old. It is now illegal to arrest someone for murder charges if they are under the age of 25, green dude. Plus, this person you are falsely trying to arrest is also a person of color. You have now committed a race hate crime, sir. Just for that, sir, I now am required by law to give you a COVID anal swab, sir. Please now don't be bending over so I can the American Gladiator's Q-tip in that buttocks. Chop chop, sir.
You cannot be serious. Who benefits from legalizing killing?
I can be serious. We benefit by letting their thugs do our depopulation work so we do not have to administer as many death gene therapy shots. The less war bombs and ammunition we have to do, the cheaper it is for us. Now for that clothing. I need to have a taste of those kumquats to verify your nether regions are not secreting raw milk.
Sorry, I do not work for you. I also do not listen to anyone that spent many vacations at Epstein's Island.
That was a very poor choice of words, this green dude. Just for that outburst, I am now required to have a look-see at your kumquats. Please do be dropping the dungarees right here in front of my person. Write this instant post haste. And while you are in my presence, you need to put the bloody scam on that face.
Like I would ever let you do that.
Look. You are against the United States nuclear bombing other countries. That makes you an extreme domestic terrorist threat. You need to be in favor of nuclear war so that we can restore peace and fix our global warming.
Please explain how killing millions of people is a peaceful effort. Also, how do nuclear bombs reduce global warming? That makes absolutely no sense.
You are a total delta dumbass and a biznitch. How can you not know how less people on Earth makes global warming get more under control?
But a nuclear bomb will raise the Earth's temperature. Isn't that the most important part of global warming?
You dumb something lucker. No one bloody cares about Earth's climate temperature. We care about depopulation. We need to make sure that the United States perishes and we become a one-world global government.
I see. All liberal agendas to take power away from the people. Globalism always fails.
Well, green dude, at least you have an option to stay alive instead of rotting in a FEMA camp. That does not exist.
Do what?
You can marry me, green dude. We can live in an underground bunker while the billions of the sheep will all perish.
I don't think so.
I think so, sir. I'll stop the world and melt with. Have you seen the difference? And it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
I figured you would throw some 1980s song in there somehow.
Okay, green dude. It is time for you to get into my 1993 Geo Metro so we can bring you to G. Lobo's lair before we bring you that FEMA camp. That absolutely positively does not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp exists, then we will have to bring you right away to a FEMA camp for re-education.
We will defeat all you New World Order globalists.
Ha ha, green dude. That was pretty funny. If we start losing, then we can just collapse more banks, get World War III started, and then take everyone's bank accounts away. You will be forced to use a digital currency and then you need to accept the mark of the beast or else you will not be allowed to buy, sell, work or live. I can help you procure Lysenica Freedom microchip, sir. All you have to do is say hibby hibby insert my chippy. That authorizes me to insert a microchip into your wrist. It comes with a free taco from GMO in the box. We are then going to treat you like a prisoner just like all those violent people on January 6.
You mean just like Ray Epps? It was blatantly obvious he was a paid fed and he lied under oath on the stand about his involvement on January 6.
No, no, sir. We will not look into him. I was talking about the most violent criminal, the Q Shaman.
You mean the guy that was led around by police who peacefully had a tour around the building and was polite to every single person? The guy that offered to help the police stop any wrongdoing and even had a prayer in the building? Hey guy.
Absolutely, sir. January 6 was more violent than Pearl Harbor, 9/11 and the Civil War combined. That rare did killed 5 police officers and he killed more people than when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and Noah got on his with aminals.
You are so full of...
It is a total sham that Tucker Carlson was allowed to see the footage and show it on his TV show. He is ruining our crime syndicate.
Hey everyone. Please stay vigilant on what is going on in the news. You need to be educated and not let globalists get away with their fake news and depopulating the world. If you do not learn, you will be paying for it with your life. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and you are always invited to call in and add to the conversation. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has been on air like 15 years and does a great job. freedomizerradio.com.
You biznitches best not be just checking out the Proof Negative radio show. Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones or Joe Rogan. I forbid you to listen to any of them. You should be watching Vomiting with the Stars, The Masked Drag Queen Storytime, or the Fake News Network. Otherwise, when we collapse the economy in the next few months and switch you over to a microchip in your wrist system to buy, sell, work and live, you will not be able to participate in society. I will be seeing you at Drag Queen Storytime.
All right, I hope it was okay.
Yeah, that was adequate.
using my words against me.
Always. Not bad, sir. Not bad.
All right. Yeah, I know sometimes I hear you laughing in the background. I didn't hear it this time, which is fine. Not every episode is as good as the others.
I did laugh in the beginning. You gotta have to see your kumquats. I was like, damn, he's thirsty. What the hell? I was laughing.
You have to taste your kumquats.
I'm like, dude, chillax. Holy crap.
Well, you know that's his game plan.
Yeah, it was wild. He's so serious, and he's like, look, let's see, I got to give you a COVID test rectally. All right, now I got to taste you. I'm like, wait, whoa, how do we jump from A to Z? He's wild.
Well, he has to. He only has like 7 to 10 minutes per episode.
How long does it take you to do this one?
This one maybe two and a half hours plus an hour to upload it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it takes a while to upload stuff on Blog Talk.
No, I meant upload it from the program to my computer.
Got it. My bad. But I noticed that when it comes to audio clips, then it does take a little while.
No, not usually.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that I can't do it with my MacBook, and I've been talking about investing in a Windows computer.
Because when I have it as an official MP4, which is then I have to convert it to an MP3. Mm-hmm. Then once it's an MP3 and I can upload the audio from Blog Talk Radio Switchboard, maybe 30 to 40 seconds.
Okay. Well, that's not bad then. I don't know why I felt like it took longer when I tried it.
Unless you're uploading a whole hour-long clip, then it might be a few minutes.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. That's something Lorianne used to do. Probably still does.
Oh, I remember that.
She liked her clips.
And her unauthorized music.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, not to do too much inside baseball, but we're not allowed to play audio clips here unless it's either PodSafe or the artist gave us full express consent. And if an artist happens to complain about copyright infringements and Blog Talk Radio, which is our host, tells us you have to get rid of that episode, I'm getting rid of that episode. And I don't care what the other host says. Because if not, then either I have a lawsuit, which goes against me and not the host that played the clip, or I lose my ability to use Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not willing to lose what I invested 15 years of because somebody wants to play an AC/DC clip or whatever that has no bearing or anything to do with anything on our network.
Is there a time limit on how long you can play a clip for? Like it has to be under 10 seconds or under 8 seconds, something like that?
Maybe you can get away with that if you're using it. If you're using it in context, like I want to break down this particular lyric, maybe you can get away with that.
Right. Because I think that's the case with social media. Like you can't play a clip longer than a certain amount of time because of the infringement. I get hit a lot for that.
If you're critiquing something and you're using just a few seconds of it and you're like if I said, look, there's two lines in Taylor Swift's song that I want to review, and then I'm going to break it down. If it's in context and you're using it and you're discussing a certain thing because maybe what she said in a song is controversial and you want to play that one line or one sentence or two sentences,
I don't think anybody has an issue with that, but you just can't bust out entire songs and say that this is my favorite whatever song by whoever, and I'm going to play it, and then I'll play it again next week. There's a difference.
Right, gotcha.
So you can use something as a journalist point of view, and it's only in very limited time, whereas you just can't play it, hey, I'm going to play Pink Floyd because I feel like it.
Understood.
Yeah. So if you get mad because I'm ordered by the artist and the owner of the network to get rid of something, don't get mad at me because I didn't defend you, because you're going to lose. And I have to look back at the end of the day, what's more important, sharing truth or playing a song of somebody's that they don't want you to play? What's more important at the end of the day?
Right.
And when your priorities are not aligned, then that's an issue.
Well, I guess that comes with the territory of running your own business, network, platform.
Yeah.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
Being the boss. You got to tell people how it is. You got to be a good manager.
Yeah, I get it. But anytime, and I don't know how, I want to say you know me fairly well. We've been together a couple of years, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants 100 things out of me, I will give you at least 90 and not even think about it. I'm not stressed over it, but those 5 to 10 things that I want done no matter what, those are non-negotiable, but you can have 90 to 95% of what you want, and I'm not going to argue. That's kind
good.
Of how I've always been, because I don't want to like micromanage.
Right.
So
right, like people should be doing their own shows without you having to go and take a peek and see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't have time to listen to everybody's 3-hour show to see if they did something wrong. That's not me. So actually, I'm going to play a clip real quick here.
All right.
So I want to go ahead and play Russell Brand from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be back in a few minutes, and then we'll talk about it, then we'll play a commercial. All right, we'll be back, everybody. Go ahead and listen to Russell Brand.
So-called journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger were appearing before a congressional committee because they've been breaching state secrets, publishing Twitter files, telling people about the relationship between the deep state and social media and how they're deliberately not publishing stories that are in public interest. Those so-called journalists. You'd almost think that the point of a journalist was to tell the truth to ordinary people and let people decide for them. Hold on, that is the role of a journalist! Hello there, you 6 million awakening wonders. Thanks for joining me on this voyage to truth and freedom. Together we can create new narratives. Together we can change the world. Together we can create new systems. And people that tell you that's not possible, they want things to stay the same. Hit me up in the chat and the comments with any questions that you might have. And remember, turn on the subscription and notification bell, because this algorithm is not your friend. Today we've got a fantastic story for you. It's about Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, great journalists, both who have been guests on our show over at Rumble, available every single day. Go check out the conversations. They've been appearing before Congress to discuss the Twitter files and their motivations. What's particularly interesting is to know how the Democrats, who are supposed to be the party of free speech, are attacking them the whole time. Oh, so you're a journalist, are you, sonny boy? Why are you doing this? Get a dollar bill, huh? Oh, attitude towards it is terrible. I know Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. They're both really great people with integrity that really care about truth. I don't know what their broad political perspectives are. It's not really relevant. What I know they're interested in is telling the truth, investigating how power behaves, investigating the clandestine relationships between the state, in particular state agencies like the FBI and CIA with social media organizations, the potential that mainstream media and social media have been selectively censoring information in order to create particular political outcomes. Now, of course, the Republican Party are being more favorable to Taibbi and Schellenberger at the moment because it suits their narrative because they currently aren't in power. Just to let you know, I don't think either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or the Conservative Party or the Labour Party or any of the two options in bipartisan politics are going to change your life significantly for the better. In fact, that's part of the point of our movement, to discuss that and the facts of that. Let's see how this story around the Twitter files, transparency, clarity, open-mindedness, and great investigative journalism, and I know because I'm an investigative journalist myself, right? Watch the Rumble show to get that in joke. Let's see how it shows you how power actually operates and what interests are being served in congressional hearings like this one.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you two witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them.
Bloody hell, a direct threat, like Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. Have you ever seen him? I mean, Matt Taibbi's like a person who's permanently stoned. Sounds like he's just finished Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
All right, I'm just investigating.
Michael Schellenberger is an absolute delight, talks only about integrity within journalism and the way that power operates. Of course they have to condemn them, because when you think about it, this congressional hearing has got two options. One, take on board the content of these investigations. What did it reveal? Or two, here's an option, just criticize and smear and attack the people that bought you that content, then you don't have to deal with the content. Why would they not want to deal with the content? Because it shows that power is corrupt, because it shows that they lobbied to censor certain information, that they've got a vested interest in suppressing certain stories, promoting other stories, and that they've been working in lockstep with social media companies in order to control the public narrative. Could it be that?
This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalist before us now.
Matt Taibbi, you'll know by now, was offended by that because he is a journalist. I think he's won numerous prizes for journalism, has written many successful books, as he says in the congressional hearing, and is literally a journalist.
To these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions.
Look at him, so like, what the fuck is this, man?
Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. What we found in the files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise and use machine learning and other tools to turn the internet into an instrument of censorship and social control.
Yes, we're trying to do that. We want it to be an instrument of social control. Now, would you please get out of our way?
Mr. Taibbi, I want to ask about journalistic ethics and information sources. The Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics asserts that journalists should avoid political activities that can compromise integrity or credibility. Being a Republican witness today certainly casts a cloud over your objectivity.
No, it doesn't. They're participating in a necessary conversation about corruption, unbelievable corruption and deception at the heart of social media, which is a new space for controlling the public sphere. This is a war against free speech, is what this is. This is the war against independent journalism, because for some time now they've controlled mainstream media. There are inflections depending on your personal tastes. Maybe there are some more Republican oriented media outlets and more liberally oriented media spaces, but the fact is all media is funded in similar ways. There are only six organizations, I think, that own all mainstream media outlets. So social media has to be co-opted in the same way for the system to function in the way that it previously has done. And organizations like Substack, and indeed this one, pose a direct threat to centralized, establishment-controlled media spaces. That's why they're being attacked. That's why we're being attacked. Also, this person who's condemning them so enthusiastically and thirstily, let me tell you a fact or two about her. This is from 2016 in The Guardian. The chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has announced her resignation on the eve of the party's convention. Why, Debbie? Hopefully she'll get back into politics and be all high-minded and haughty with some great journalists. She's been forced to step aside after a leak of internal DNC emails showed officials actively favouring Hillary Clinton during the presidential primary and plotting against Clinton's rival, Bernie Sanders. All they were doing is plotting and disrupting democracy. She's talking to Matt Taibbi and Schellenberger as if they've been involved in the Guy Fawkes gunpowder plot. You guys, you got some nerve sitting there, haven't you? I have to take time off from corrupting democratic elections to stop Bernie Sanders ever getting into power because you saw how he attacked potential financial interests. We got to make sure that democracy always leads to someone called something Clinton. You can choose the first bit of anyone's name as long as the second bit is Clinton. God bless America. Or to give it its full name, America Clinton.
But a deeper concern that I have relates to the ethics of how journalists receive and present certain information.
I can't talk about ethics sat there in that citadel of corruption, of lobbying, of congressional bias, of owning stocks and shares in companies that you're supposed to regulate. How can they? They've lost the right to even talk about that stuff at this point.
Journalists should avoid accepting spoon-fed, cherry-picked information if it's likely to be slanted, incomplete, or designed to reach a foregone, easily disputed, or invalid conclusion. Would you agree with that?
Congresswoman, I've done probably a dozen stories involving whistleblowers. Every reported story that I've ever done across 3 decades involves sources who have motives.
Those people who had reserve seat might have bloody well turned up.
Every time you do a story, you're making a balancing test.
Okay.
Between the public
reclaiming my time. Thank you very much.
That's actually my time. I could be using this time to make sure a Clinton gets into a position of power. Are there any more Clintons? What about that cat they used to have? Ah!
I ask you this because before you became Elon Musk's hand-picked journalist, so, and pardon the oxymoron.
These people are totally corrupt, totally bought out, and in my experience, very little integrity to be found anywhere in that entire sphere. How dare they?
You stated this on Joe Rogan's podcast about being spoon-fed information, and I quote,
how can they keep using the phrase spoon-fed when all they want to spoon-feed you is their own propaganda? Hey, get that spoon out of here. Would you like this spoon?
I think that's true of any kind of journalism. Once you start getting handed things, then you've lost. Do you still believe what you told Mr. Rogan? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good.
Good, because I've got you now. Here's the bit where Hillary Clinton wins. I mean, where democracy wins.
Now, you crossed that line with the Twitter file.
No.
Elon Musk, it's my time. Please do not interrupt me.
This is my time. How dare you? Right in the middle of my time. My time, Hillary!
Elon Musk spoon-fed you his cherry-picked information, which you must have suspected promotes a slanted viewpoint, or at the very least generates another right-wing conspiracy theory.
Another right-wing conspiracy theory. Do you mean by right-wing conspiracy theory anything that does not yield to your warped view of centralized authoritarian power? Yeah, that is what I mean. Hold on, let me check with Hillary. Yeah, that is what we mean.
You violated your own standard, and you appear to have benefited from it. Before the release of emails in August of last year, you had 661,000 Twitter followers. After the Twitter files, your followers doubled, and now it's 3 times what it was last August.
I put it to you, you did this for Twitter followers. You're one of those people that lives for Twitter followers. Why can't you be more like us in Congress that accept lobbying money, that are funded by donors, same as the other party, and that own stocks and shares in the companies we regulate, and still don't have enough Twitter followers? It's an assumption to say that that information has been cherry-picked by Elon Musk. We spoke to Taibbi and Schellenberger and Barry Weiss and other Twitter files journalists, all of whom seem to me to be brilliant people with deep integrity as journalists. They said that they went through hours and hours and hours and hours of emails, and it was like really boring and hard and difficult, like journalism should be, and then they picked the most salient and relevant things without any intervention from Elon Musk or any other person within his organization. And if they are cherry-picking, they picked some pretty good cherries, didn't they? Claiming that what Taibbi and Schellenberger and the other great Twitter files journalists have done is wrong because people like it and need it, almost as if there was a deep craving for truth and integrity, that doesn't mean that they're corrupt. That means that people want the truth.
I imagine your Substack readership, which is a subscription, increased significantly because of the work that you did for Elon Musk. Now, I'm not asking you to put a dollar figure on it, but it's quite obvious that you've profited from the Twitter files. You hit the jackpot on that Vegas slot machine to which you referred. That's true, isn't it?
I've also reinvested
You've made
a lot.
No.
No, doesn't matter if you're trying to build a business. Doesn't matter if you're trying to live a life. You shouldn't even be making money. You're not allowed any journalism. I bet that's not even your baseball cap you normally wear.
Is it true that you have profited since you were the recipient of the Twitter files? You've made money. Yes or no?
I think it's probably a wash, honestly.
No, you have made money that you did not have before, correct?
No, you made money that you didn't have before, and that's why I win, because I don't get paid for doing this. I don't even own stocks or shares or anything. I've never been sacked for making sure that Bernie Sanders can't get elected by my own... Give me wasting my time.
But I've also spent money that I didn't have before.
You don't even have to answer this. That's not the issue. Now we're here today to see the important issue that America has been wondering about. What, you mean like corruption, this war, whether or not we can trust politicians, whether or not people are exploiting crises to control and limit democracy? Well, yeah, those things. I don't know. I didn't hear the last few. Matt Taibbi, as a percentage, pro rata, how much more money are you getting now than 6 months ago? Dun, 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 dun. Who gives a shit?
I just hired a whole group of people to
patently obvious answer, reclaiming my time.
That's my time. I only borrowed you that time. I'm like a time lord.
Social media companies are not biased against conservatives, and if anything, they ignored their own policies by allowing Trump and other MAGA extremists to post incessant lies, endangering public safety, and even our democracy.
Your democracy ain't looking too great on the basis of this. What we're watching right now, am I referencing things or amplifying things or querying or questioning things, MAGA extremists, this or that? Democracy should mean an open conversation between all of us. It has to mean that. It means trusting people to make decisions for themselves, not relying on censorship. Now that it's been revealed the degree to which the Biden administration has been tampering with social media, all they've got left is, well, shut up! Shut up, you. You don't deserve that. How much money do you earn? Trump's worse. Is that all you've got? Is that what you're offering? Go home.
The FBI makes these requests to help catch the bad guys. That helps keep child predators off social media sites.
Matt Taibbi, I think you want child predators roaming all around social media sites.
Well, I actually have a child, so...
Shut up!
It helps keep violent criminals off our streets.
May I respond?
The truth is that social media companies...
May I respond?
No. This is where I get to say a bunch of stuff so that I know that Hillary Clinton will see me and I will get some presents.
Our unregulated monoliths, they pose danger to individuals. They allow posts that bring harm, and that's the bottom line.
What an ugly spectacle that was. This is Jonathan Turley, professor of public interest law at the George Washington University. This week, House Democrats savaged two journalists who attempted to explain a government effort to censor citizens. How dare you? How dare you try to explain this effort to censor citizens without mentioning Hillary Clinton for over 5 minutes now? Ah, Hillary. It was only the latest of a series of hearings in which FBI agents and other whistleblowers, experts and journalists have been personally attacked for raising free speech concerns. As the evidence mounts of an even broader censorship effort by the Biden administration, the Democrats' attacks have become more unhinged and unscrupulous. After shredding any fealty to free speech, they now are attacking journalists, demanding their sources and claiming their reporting is a public threat. That's a return to McCarthyism. That, by the way, is much closer to fascism than saying, hey, why don't we talk to people with differing opinions? That's the opposite of it. That's the way that the kind of compromises and truces required to move forward will be achieved. Let me know in the chat and the comments if you agree. At long last, have you left no sense of decency? Those words were first asked by lawyer Joseph Welch in his confrontation with Senator Joseph McCarthy, Representative Wisconsin, during the Senate's infamous Army-McCarthy hearings. There is a major difference between today and the McCarthyism of 1954. Back then, when Attorney Welch objected to the Republican senator trashing his client, the press lionized Welch. Yet, as noted by Schellenberg and Taibbi, today's media have remained largely silent as fellow reporters were attacked for covering the Twitter censorship story. If Joseph Welch appeared today to support free speech, he might very well be dismissed as some QAnon conspiracy theorist or Putin lover. But his words from the past that, until this moment, I think I've never really gauged your cruelty or your recklessness should be read to every one of these members. It's not that we expect decorum from our leaders today, but decency itself now seems as irrelevant as reason. Well, that's a pretty terrifying yet deserved condemnation of these congressional hearings and systemic corruption more broadly. What we're engaged in this channel, with you, because let's face it, and this is not rhetoric, without you, we are literally nothing, is an attempt to find new ways of communicating, bypassing the corruption and authoritarianism that seems to have taken hold of both politics and media and financial life and foreign policy. It's everywhere. We are the only thing that can stop it. I mean you more than me. Anybody can make these points. Anybody can have this conversation. All of us need to come together in support of freedom of speech, in particular the freedom of speech of people that we disagree with. We have to learn to find ways of allying, in particular, with people that we might disagree with. If you think, oh, this person's really conservative and traditional, I don't agree with them about anything, find something you do agree with them on, quick. Because if you don't, your life and your future is in the hands of people that, in my view, have no ethics. Now, they're human beings like you or me, and I have an open heart, and I'm totally up for forgiveness and redemption. God knows I need it myself. But I believe that their personal details are irrelevant now. So they are nodes within a system that has bypassed their faculty, facility, and ability to reason. So they are demonstrating a kind of broad foghorn of authoritarianism that's just blasting its way through them, that they are ciphers, that they're not really there at all, in fact. They are just vehicles of the system. The only thing that can prevent this from getting worse, beautifully, is you. You do have power. Not the power to sort of vote or whatever, or buy a flag. The power to awaken and be free yourself, and to treat people differently, and to treat yourself differently, and recognize that as an awakened human being, you are part of this conversation. That you should support the efforts of Schellenberg and Taibbi. If you are a patriot, if you are a conservative, if you are a liberal, if you are an anarchist, if you are a trans person, if you are a Trump voter, if you are a Biden voter, gay, black, white, Muslim, whatever it is that you see yourself as, and however you think the world might see you, you have to engage your humanity right now and look at people that you disagree with and find ways of coming to consensus and into alliance with them, because the old system is dead, the new thing hasn't been born yet, and it can only be born if we find new ways of communicating, finding common unity with one another. But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think. Have a look at either of these videos if you enjoyed this one. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe right now, because you know what the mainstream wants you watching. More of their dull, spoon-fed crap. More important, though, than any of that is that you please, if you can, if you dare, stay free.
All right, so that was Russell Brand, of course.
He is so full of energy. I feel overwhelmed sometimes when he's talking. I was like, I feel like if I sat next to him while he was speaking proof, like he'd be spitting on me, honestly. And I can't stop thinking about that. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You thought he was that much on fire right there?
Yeah. And his mouth is full of saliva. And he sprays it when he talks. I know it. I know too many people like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yes, I like the clips that he played. I hate that Matthew... do you say his name Taibbi? Did I say that right? I hate that he went through all that BS. And I hate this reclaiming my time BS. Like, you don't even hear conservatives use that term. So ridiculous.
Well, I don't think that's Matt Taibbi's fault there.
No.
He's just a journalist that they were calling out because he worked on a project.
Right. They want to know how much money he made. He said it was a wash. That's great. That is great.
Well, who knows? Maybe somebody wants to sue him. And he had to spend the money to stay out of a lawsuit.
True. Although I doubt he got that much to get him out of a lawsuit. Like, even to retain an attorney now, my goodness. Excuse me.
Oh, especially with a high profile like that.
Right?
Yeah, you're not getting Lionel Hutz, that's for sure.
Oh, dang. Yeah, he's a good one. Lionel Hutz, damn. There used to be a commercial for these two attorneys, Felino and Barnes. I don't know if they were internationally known, but Felino and Barnes had, like, their own jingle and everything, and one day it made the news that one of them, I forget which, I'm sorry, but passed away. He died in a plane crash, of all things.
Oh, really?
And now, yeah, I think it was Barnes, and now it's just Felino, and he's on... these billboard ads by himself smiling. It's kind of sad.
So are they still, is he looking for another partner or he's good?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't think the jingle will be as cool.
Hmm.
That's rough, right? Not the same.
Yeah.
Can't really replace your lifelong partner.
That is true. All
All right, so I guess we should probably take a timeout.
Okay.
I have commercials I have to play regardless, so I have to get Imperfect Foods played, and I have to get Ninja Scrolls played.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be back in just a few minutes here since it's the halfway mark. Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily discipline, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve a Coagula. Solve a Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Sin, son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I thought ya. Deep California, peeps on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to California. Once I got ya.
Can you hear me now?
All part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living. Just to follow where we're sitting.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org. Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on freedomizerradio.com.
Tuesdays in a few days, or if it's another week before she moves.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you if you followed Maker this week.
I did. I saw it jumped. And I think in the last month it jumped up about like $400 per token.
And then it went right back down over the last 24 hours.
Right. I get so mad, but I'm telling you, Maker is a money maker, for lack of a better word. I'm telling you, I was so tempted. There was a time it was like, man, what was it? What was the lowest it hit? It was like right at 500. And I was like, should I just like buy half of a Maker? You know, like just, so tempted, but it's one of those that, like, it's so weird because I've invested so much in things like Litecoin, because I used to use Litecoin to buy other tokens when I use different platforms, and in Ethereum, you know, but I'm buying like tokens that are based in Ethereum, so it's like I made my money back and then some, and it's like, oh, with Maker, that all-time high that it hit, what was it, like 2,500? We are such a long way away from that. But yeah, I do see that it skedaddly dipped. Like in the past week,
it
went
from
700
last time I looked, but it was over 1,000 a few days ago.
That's wild, right? I'm telling you, if you own just one, you could literally skim off the top and just have like a few $100 every week. It's crazy the way that thing jumps around. I mean, if for some people, a few $100 proof is everything. You know, like that's transportation money. That's grocery money, that's gas money, that's movie money. I don't go to the movies, but I used to like going to the movies before I started hating Hollywood and really seeing them for what they are. But now that I know, it's got to be like a special occasion. You know, I think I took my boyfriend to see a movie, what was it, last, that it really wasn't that bad, you know. But most of them are full of so much propaganda and BS. I can't sit through it. And I'm not going to pay freaking $18 to sit in a dark room with a bunch of strangers. I can hear them chewing and whatnot. Like, no. When are you going to buy a whole Maker, though, dude? Like, get in it.
I told you last week what I've been doing, and I've been doing it.
I bet. I've been getting my little silver and getting my little Bitcoin.
So I found some various Facebook groups that people sell in.
Mm-hmm.
And people have like I'm looking at one right now just to give an example. And they do one where everything they post is a dollar. And
really?
There's $20, $30, $50 cards in there that they're selling for a dollar.
I wonder how they do this.
Well, some of this, like if they buy, because cards are like gambling, basically. So you might buy a box of cards from your local card shop, and you might pay $200 for a box, and you get a card that some autograph of some hot new stud. It's worth $600. You get it professionally graded, and it grades at a perfect 10. So now it's worth $2,500 to $3,000, and somebody gives you $1,700 for it, so you're up $1,500. So literally everything else in the box you could sell for pennies on the dollar, and you'll still profit.
Mm.
A lot of people just don't care. They don't know or don't care. They just got their one big hit, and they're like, I'll just get rid of everything else because I don't want it.
Yeah, that's like most people.
Yeah, so there's one guy I spent $82 on, and I got back $4,718.50 worth of product.
Really?
So... some of it I'll hold on to, but other stuff like if I get a $25 card for 50 cents, and when they say if you buy $70 worth of stuff, shipping is on them. So if they want to sell me $25 stuff for 50 cents, and then I might grab something that's worth $40 for a dollar, you want to keep selling that to me, I'll buy it.
All day.
As long as I know I can resell it, I'll take my chance.
You can buy it with your own money?
Yeah. So
good.
For me, it's hard to turn that down. Now, that's like you with crypto. If I see a deal, I don't want to let it go. Like,
yeah,
I just missed this one by 5 minutes, but there was one guy, he had a sale that said all cards a dollar, and there was one card, and I know it because I have two of this card, and the card was worth $125.
Whoa.
But somebody beat me to it by 5 minutes.
Oh.
But that's why I look through it. I'm looking for someone that wants to be ripped off. I like ripping people off.
The FBI is not listening right now.
Oh, I don't care. If these are professionals and they're putting the price of what they want on it, it's not like a yard sale where you're I don't want to have a $1,000 card for 50 cents, so I'll tell them. But if you're a professional, then it's my job to rip you off.
It's business. It's not personal, eh?
Yeah, if they don't know what they're doing, I will gladly tell them. But if you're listing stuff and you want to post in there everything's a dollar and you have a $100 card sitting in the middle of some $10 stuff, it's your business. I'm not going to stop you. So, yeah, I look for that kind of stuff, and I do well with that, kind of.
Well,
I have
good.
A personal record that I spent with somebody once, and you're not going to believe me. I had to show
you're
my
right.
brother on this because of the deal, and I showed him what the list, and I showed him what I paid for it. I spent $135 with somebody once.
Is that like the most?
With one guy? Well, let me tell you this, because it was a whole box worth of stuff. Like there might have been maybe at least 1,000 pieces, 1,000 cards at least, maybe 1,200. I spent $135. That could have been more. I'm not even counting at this point. It could have been 2,000. I don't remember the amount in the boxes on the other side of the room. Anyway, I spent $135 plus whatever the postage was, and I got back $12,100-something.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so if you're selling $25 rookies that are doing well and you want 25 cents for them, then whatever. I'll gladly rip you off.
Hmm.
I look for That
I
took
that.
Me 2 days to look through all that guy's stuff on a it's on a dealer only website. So you're a professional dealer at that point. So it took me 2 days, literally while I was not working. This was before I went back to the day job I'm at. I literally spent almost from like 12 o'clock until, well, before my show and then after my show. And then the next day was Friday. I literally spent all day looking through his stuff so I could rip him off for $135. And then I do cost analysis when I get back. So I have all the price guides and the values, and I chart it myself because I know how to do that. And I just rung it up. I've never done almost times 900% before.
That sounds you're going to flip the stuff, right?
Yeah, I just bought a whole bunch of supplies last week so I could start flipping.
And you flip online or in person in these, like, flea markets or whatever?
Any and all the above. I just haven't done a flea market or a show since COVID. But I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Forgot about that. When you
I wanted to do
stuff.
There was one in February, in early February, but that was my first trip to the hospital. So I didn't pay for it because I had to cancel out.
Right. When you sold this stuff in the past, how long ago was this? Like a few years ago?
Yeah.
You had a brick-and-mortar store that you did it at, or you did it online like eBay?
I had a brick-and-mortar for about a year and a half when the market was at its lowest. If I had a store now, I'd be raking in money. But, yeah, I've done card shows. I had a brick-and-mortar. I sold online. And I was out of it for years. And then when... in the middle of COVID, at the end of 2020, I heard about how the market was bigger than it's ever been in its history. And so I got back in with just buying.
Got it. How do you find time for, like, yourself or your family with all of this? This sounds so time-consuming.
I basically spend a lot of time on the weekend with the wife.
That's cool.
And I get up early, and she tends to sleep in, so I got a little bit of time. But then Sundays, I do my music radio show, and I create a broccoli man. But we still go out to lunch and do shopping together and stuff.
That's good.
So we have someone special that wants to come in and say hello.
Oh, okay.
So I'll open the microphone for that pronoun.
Oh.
What's doing? Good?
Vito Bobito.
What are you doing?
I heard you were looking
getting ready. Any more
banks
collapse the last couple of days? I haven't been really paying that much
attention. Yeah, your bank collapsed, I heard, over there.
Yeah, my money's in the credit union. It's not FDIC insured. It's safe.
Holler.
Yeah,
that's what's
union.
Up. My
so,
money's
Vito,
in Bitcoin.
So, you were looking for me while I was out.
Say again?
I heard you were looking for me while I was out.
Yeah, I was gonna start calling hospitals, a friend. I was gonna send you flowers.
Well, that's where I was.
Yeah, but I don't know if you really were. You know.
Yeah, I spent 8 days in the hospital. I was talking about it earlier today.
Poor bastard, Vito. We lost your audio. What happened there?
Yeah, he dropped. He'll be back. I'm gonna
hold
for a moment. There he is.
I'm back. Sorry, I got disconnected.
That's all right. So, yeah, I spent 8 days at the hospital.
Did they fix it?
We're still working on it. I had eight days in the hospital, and then I was ordered a week on bed rest.
Wow. Holy shit.
And I have a home health nurse that comes by twice a week. For 6 weeks.
Wow.
Dang. I didn't know that part.
Holy. Oh, man.
That's sicky. He got sicky.
Yeah.
Must have been bad.
Oh. Thank God you're alive.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm healing well, but I don't know till it's completed. So we're doing better. We're healing faster than expected.
Right, well, that's good. That's really good. I'm down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I got to go up to Middletown, New York. I got a 9 a.m. delivery. Wonderful.
We were talking about you earlier, Vito.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I called in the other day, proof. But then I had to hang up because I was too tired, man. I didn't want to fall asleep on you like I usually do.
How considerate.
You know, I got to change somehow, you know.
True.
So we were in Norman, thank God. In New Jersey, Vito, we were wanting your expert knowledge on how V will tell you.
Yeah, man, my friend who's a court officer and lives in Jersey says that I can't even drive through the state if I get pulled over. I can't have my my firearm on me, on my waist.
What? You got 218?
I'm telling you, this is what I heard.
No, you don't need 218. You're an active member.
They don't care, apparently. You can't have it if you're from another
state. No, wait a minute.
I swear to you. I had to look it up. I couldn't even believe it. It's on the internet.
And I got to call my friend Ralph up. I got to confirm this with him. Because he's big.
It could be my ammo, too. It's hollow point ammo. It's illegal in New Jersey.
Yeah, but if you're active, that shouldn't have a factor. If you're retired, like I have two different magazines. One hollow point. And one ball ammo. So whenever I go to PA, I carry my ball ammo with me because I go to Jersey. But I can't believe. Nah. That's crazy. I was in Virginia a couple months ago. A trooper did an inspection on my truck, and a Virginia State Trooper, and you know, he asked me for my paper. He had my paper. I guess he's officer. Before we continue, I just want you to know I'm armed. He didn't even care. I didn't even give him my police ID. Nothing. He didn't give a shit. I was like, I know. I said what I said to him. I said clearly, I am armed. And he just went doing what he was doing. Didn't ask to see it. Didn't ask to write a license. Didn't ask nothing. And it was on my side. It was on my hip. I carry a little 25. I carry it when I'm driving now. Holy shit.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah, screw Jersey either way. It smells like dirty water when you drive over the border.
You know, but Jersey, I know Jersey, it's not the police out there, but it's the prosecutors. That's the problem.
Right.
But you'll also run into a couple of idiots. Yeah, they're out there. You know, they don't care who you are, but they're telling you you cannot carry the gun on you. And you're an active member. That makes no sense. And you verified.
Yeah. Right. I found out from a cop about cops. And then I went online and I checked. I was like, no way, I can't carry. But from my understanding, it's carry and the hollow point or carry with a hollow point. But I was like, if I'm on the job, they were like, they don't care. You can't have it on you. So I'm like, geez. But I said, it might be. What was that?
They're going to lock you up?
I mean, like, what's the penalty here? What are we talking about,
no,
you know?
218 covers that. You're allowed to carry it. HR 218, it's not a verifiable defense. In other words, if you're robbing a bank or you get involved in something domestic, let's say, or, you know, you get locked up for something else, and you have a gun, they could charge you for the gun. But if they can arrest you for just having the gun, but because of 218, the charges get thrown out. If that's all that's there, that's the way it's supposed to be. But you know, there are people that want to try that want to push that envelope. Holy shit! I gotta call my friend Ralph up because, like I said, he's big. He's big on these guns. His family, both his parents survived Auschwitz, and he just hates Democrats. He hates liberals, you know, and even a lot of liberal Jews hate him because they think he's a sellout to his not race, his religion, you know, his people. How dare you? If I saw you, I would punch you in the nose. That's what you always get from that. And you just laugh.
Jeez.
No, it's crazy. But yeah, we've been telling people, thanks, this collapse is coming and it's going to happen.
Yeah, if anything, people really should be buying, ammo.
Well, the new federal permit that they have out now. Some states now, they're going to make you fill out paperwork, even buying ammo. They're going to start. They're going to try and track your purchases.
Really?
I think I sent you a video of it.
Yes. Gosh.
You know, Pennsylvania.
But
I knew that
they would be monitoring. I really thought that it was going to be more for businesses at first. They kind of eased their way into it, like the whole $600. But it's like right off the bat, they're just going to go,
For us. That is
right.
All for us.
Right. But they like to do that slippery slope thing where they start here and then they end up there and then, there's an emergency now. We got to go full ball to the wall.
If they come and take what I got, they'll take what I got. But they're not going to take everything I got because they don't know everything I got. You know. And even better, my gun permit is expired with the city. I haven't had a chance to renew it. But I have my 218. I'm carrying that around with that. That's all. So, actually, I have to get my city permit. I have to do that, but eventually I'll take care of that. Once I have some free time on my hands to do it. In the process of moving, I sold one house and moved to another house in Staten Island. So, you know, I don't want to just start putting up. And we're in the process of moving to the other house. We had a rented apartment. So while that other house is getting, brought up to speed as far as living conditions, so, you know, I don't want to do one address and then a month later do the other address. I'm just not, I'm not doing that. Hell with them. So once I'm settled in, then I'll build it.
And you're still driving a truck?
I'm in Fredericksburg, Virginia right now.
Oh. How many days a week do you do that?
7 days a week.
What? And you have your own truck?
No.
Not
it's
yet.
A company truck.
Is that like a thing? Is that like your next goal?
Well, you want to get your own truck, but the thing is the expenses behind it, they are crazy, because the biggest expense obviously is fuel. And just to fill up the tanks on this truck, every time I put gas in, it's about $1,000 a week.
Yikes.
$800 to $1,000 a week to fill the tank up, yeah.
Ouch.
but there are independent guys out there making money. They are making money, a lot of money.
Right. But they're just nonstop driving, right?
Oh, they go home for like a couple of days out of the month. I mean, there's some companies that if you could work for. There's this one particular company. You're out for 2 months straight, and you're home for 2 weeks. And on your downtime, they even pay you for your downtime. But again, you have to have your own truck for that. And I'm not, a new truck is like buying a house, practically. If you buy a used truck, you're going to wind up putting, after you drive it out of the lot, you're probably going to wind up putting thousands into the motor. Because, a lot of these guys don't take care of the trucks, the independent people, so.
Right.
But all is good. I'm enjoying it. I do miss home, though. I ain't lying to you.
Yeah, but at least you get to go to Culver's every so often.
Every so often, Poof. Whenever I'm going down 75, I stop off. I know there's a Culver's there for sure. That's the one place.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with it, Every so often I stop off from Walmart, I'll pick up a roast, I'll cook it in my slow cooker in the truck, and I'm good. I'm good for 2 days. Just sitting in the truck
I don't know how you do it, because every trucker story I've heard is like these guys fall asleep on the road from long hours of driving. They have horrible back problems.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't have the AC on, all right?
Yeah.
A couple of times I nodded out behind the wheel, and I actually pull over on the side of the highway and I sleep for about an hour in the truck. And it gets, that shakes the cobwebs out of me, and I could drive. I'm good for a couple more hours after that. Sometimes
you took an hour or 90 minutes off, so you drive later.
Yeah, they don't care. As long as your delivery is on time, too. Whatever you do.
Well, I just
said
the amount of hours
dangerous.
You're allowed to drive in a day. I figured you have to
You're allowed to drive 11 hours. You're allowed to drive 11 hours in a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it. I try to keep between 9 and 10 hours. This way, I could drive every seven. I'm going every day.
Okay.
And if I run out of hours, then I have to sit down for a day and a half. That's government regulations, federal regs. That's not bad.
Well, as long as you're happy.
I'm enjoying it. I'm telling you right now, I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it. Like, this isn't for everybody. But I'm enjoying it. If you're a young person and you're looking to, to meet a woman, or you're a guy looking to meet a woman looking to meet a guy or whatever, you don't have the lifestyle doing this. No way, no how. There's no way. You're going to be divorced before you know it. If you're young. For sure. So. All the young people that I've been with in class, most of them already, they quit. They said, I can't do this. It's too much. So, you got to try something. You got to give it a shot. The CDL license, keep it up to date. Wait a year or two, maybe three, four, whatever. Try again. Maybe it'll change for you.
What made you want to go being a social worker to this? It's such a big jump. It's not even...
No vaccine.
Oh.
No,
oh
vaccine.
My gosh.
I've had this itch for years. And then once this vaccine shit came out and they weren't giving me the exemption, I was like, all right, now I have a chance. And I called up. I said, what about getting back? Trucking industry, vaccines are not required. I'm like, ain't that a bitch? On my other job, I have to get vaccinated. So, all right. Sign me up. And that was it.
Yeah.
The rest, as they say, is history.
Well, good for you. God bless.
Yeah. And I ain't making a lot of money doing this. Like I said, I'm a company driver. But, I am paying off my credit cards with this, which is good. A lot faster than I am if I was working for the city still. Here we get paid every week.
Nice.
Yeah. Every
I wish
Friday
I got paid
you get
every
check.
Week.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Right? Sanitation got paid every week. I don't know why I didn't.
Do they?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
City sanitation workers get paid weekly.
Yeah, every Friday.
Wow, man. I wonder why that is.
Right.
Why everybody else isn't. Whatever.
I haven't looked into whether they have a contract or not, but nobody else does.
And now what's up with the healthcare with the city? I heard they're screwing the city workers up now.
I don't know. I heard they're changing a lot of things. They have to change the hours in order to... I think so, because they want to make it so everybody's doing 12-hour tours, working three on, three off, or doing 10-hour tours with four on and three off. I don't know.
Well... And when you never did the scooter chart, right?
Yeah, I did.
That was horrible.
I know.
Every 6 weeks at midnight, man, brutal.
Yeah, I did that.
And
I know. It was brief, though. Like, they were changing that right after I got on. And every once in a while, they go back to some nonsense, but pretty much steady, the 5-2.
Steady
scores
will help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm steady RDOs, but back then it was like 5-2s, 5-3s.
Yeah, and you get chart based too, no?
Supposedly, I think it's like 4 hours a month. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So you, so, what about you? Like, you got good dental, good medical. Like, you're employed by a company, obviously.
Who's that, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the well, you got to pay for it though.
Oh, okay.
I took because when you retire, believe me, your prescription plan is horrible. The dental stays the same. I'm not sure about the medical. I have another thing different with the medical, but I had my knee replacement. It cost me hardly anything. Other than the
I think the medical is
hospital.
Pretty good. Yeah, I think it's the same.
But your prescription plan is crap.
That sucks.
So, you know, and I took the extra.
It's important to eat well, right?
Eat well. I'm a trucker.
Never mind.
The thing is eating well.
Hey, I admit, the Iron Skillet is a really good place to eat at.
Where is that?
Skillet. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a truck stop place.
I got where is it, Poof?
I've seen them all over the West, so...
Oh, no, I'm not out West. I'm East. You know, I eat a lot of cold cuts. I buy a lot of cold cuts in Walmart. You know, a lot of water. You take your vitamins every day, and all is good, hopefully.
You know what I got? I don't take vitamin pills. I got these patches that you put on your skin. Supposedly it just lets them absorb right into the bloodstream, which for me it helps because I have, like, reflux problems, and not everything gets absorbed.
Yeah, yeah.
To bypass that, I got the patches. I think it was, like, patchmd.com. Yeah, they work. And I know because I've been monitoring, like, my blood tests for the past year. I was really low on one vitamin. I put the patch on every day. I went back and I went
and
up in the vitamin. Yeah, isn't that crazy? So it freaking worked.
No, that's good. I haven't taken in a while, but testosterone I've been taking for a while, for a couple of years, and that stuff is good. Man, all that stuff good. But you know, since I've been doing this, I know a friend of mine. He takes it, and they give him the pen. They give him the those pens, those injecting pens.
Yeah.
He takes it, but it costs him like $600-$700 a month. And I go, you know, I was going every couple of weeks, you know, going. I buy the, I get the prescription for the, they give you the bottle that they draw from. Mm-hmm. And I go to the doctor every 3 weeks, and the doctor injects me with it. And it only costs me $60.
Not bad.
No. I says, you know, and plus it's monitored. This is, you know, they with that stuff, they gave me the dosage that they were giving me was until that I got to the right level. Because I was going to those hormone clinics in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a shot every week. And, I mean, it was wreaking havoc on my prostate. Because I tell you right now, every 10 minutes I had to go pee.
Poor thing.
Because of that. And I had to stop. I took a break. And then, you know, I was talking to my daughter, and she's like, you know, let them give you a shot at the doctor's office. You know, see if they could do it that way. And you know, I went to the doctor and said, yeah, we'll you know, give you the test your blood. We'll see where you are. We'll give you the dose until we get you to the right level. And then you know, we'll reduce the dosage, and if you want, you don't have to do it every week. You can do it once every 2 weeks. Some people come in once a month, you know, and, you know, you'll feel better. And it was a hell of a lot better doing it that way.
Hmm.
And I recommend anyone over, like, 50, any men over 50, get those shots because it really helps. I ain't kidding.
I believe it. I know that for a woman to even have low testosterone, she could be miserable. Physical pain, trouble sleeping.
And plus with the men, if you make too much testosterone, it converts to estrogen. Believe that.
They
have to give estrogen blockers. Then you get estrogen blockers.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what the hell is this shit? And that's when I was going to the clinic. And then once I stopped going to the clinic, I went to the regular doctor. I didn't need estrogen blockers.
Right.
And so I started changing my pronouns.
I'm on hormones. Give me attention.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I thought I was in a store the other day, and I bought jalapeno jelly. And that shit is good.
That sounds disgusting. No way, dude.
Uh-uh.
Don't tell. No way. No way.
Yeah.
No.
I put it on.
I've seen
sandwich.
All kinds of jelly, dude. I wouldn't even. You know what's funny? I got a honey here that says it's hot and spicy honey. So I thought, how bad could it be? I put a little bit on my finger. I give it a taste, and I said, never again.
Yeah.
I felt that heat for like an hour. Never again.
No, it's not even hot. It's not even heat. It doesn't have heat. It's very little heat. But it just gives it a little flavor. It's not bad. It really isn't bad.
Was it a particular brand that you bought?
It was... I can't even make out the name on this. Hold on a second. Oh, my glasses. Oh, here we are. What's this stuff called? It's called... Fisher Wiser. It's a little jar.
Never heard of it.
It's not bad. I can't wait to make my onion jam. I haven't made that in a while.
I've seen that. It's so weird.
It is so
it
good.
Freaks me
are
out.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
What?
I know. When you cook onions down, they get all sweet and stuff like candy. But I mean, to put it in a jam, it just freaks me out.
I put red onions, yellow onions, white onions. I throw a couple of shallots in there. I throw everything in a food processor just to chop everything up. Not chop it up like a regular food processor. They slice it, you know, on the slicing, and this way it's cut evenly. I put it in a slow cooker for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wine, brown sugar, garlic. I also throw in some thyme. I think it's thyme. You gotta look at the recipe. I haven't made in a while. I'm telling you, when you have a hamburger, you put that in a hamburger. You'll never put nothing else on a hamburger.
Huh. All right, I believe you.
Trust me. It's all good. It's all for the better. Yeah, but this... I was watching something the other day. They said that Signature Bank,
90%
of their deposits weren't insured.
That's right. I heard that as well.
But how is that possible, though? I told all banks you had FDIC insured. How can it be?
Because
that
I think
insured?
It's their balance. Their balance has to be a certain amount. So if they had really wealthy customers, then those balances were not insured over a certain dollar amount. What is it, $200,000 or
$100,000? Oh, I got you. Oh, so it was over
$250,000.
$250,000. Okay. Thank you. Oh, now I got it. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of wealthy people in there. Clientele, though. Lucky
you know, they were taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Their money wasn't going to disappear.
Well, remember, they sent Donald Trump's money back to him. They didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I'm sure Trump has his money in a lot of safe deposits, so to speak. Other than to make payroll, he's got his money, I'm sure, isolated, so to speak.
Right.
So he doesn't have to worry about, God forbid, especially now with all that's going on. Oh, God.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, we're on crazy times now. 100%.
Yeah, honestly, I can say that I've seen and experienced stuff I've never seen in my life, never experienced in
and
my
when
life.
When Biden goes on television and says, nah, banks are good, man, I thought that was going to set people off, run into the bank
right.
And take their money out. Because anything comes out of his mouth, I don't trust now. Nothing he says I don't trust. You know, he still hasn't gone to Ohio at that train.
Right. He never will.
Uh-oh.
Trash.
They'll run him out of town. Now, they will run him out of town. Not even Kamala.
But he'll still win Ohio in the next vote.
Right. A conservative state.
Right. Yep. And we got that
sense.
Lee Todd Fetterman. He's still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think his wife wants to become, I think his wife is trying to get his seat. I think that's
well, I don't
the end.
Know. She shook the spot the second he went to where he went.
Yeah, but I think that there was rumors that he might resign his seat, but they said if that happens, his wife is going to push for that seat.
Well, yeah, I heard
forget,
that.
The governor appoints you. And she's not fit to, if he wasn't fit, she ain't fit to be senator.
Oh, definitely not.
Can't believe that.
Yeah, well, you know, swimming is racist, according to Huff.
Forgot about that.
Racist. Yep.
What was it you said earlier that was racist, too? I forgot.
Oh, if you're happy, you're racist.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You have to be angry at all times.
Who said that? Come on, stop. Is somebody actually saying that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Severe. Very severe.
The world has gone nuts, man. We're going to see it go crazy. It hasn't gone crazy yet. It's going to go crazy. And it's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, especially with all the stuff going on in the Middle East now. China's getting too involved now with world politics. You know, especially with the deal that they helped broker between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Who knows what that means for Israel? I don't think I don't think there's any good out of it for Israel.
Yeah, no. You heard about Israel getting all their money out of Silicon Valley before it went under, right?
Did they?
Yeah. Like a day before, 2 days
well,
before.
You know that there were people that were giving a heads up.
Absolutely.
You know there were people that were giving a heads up. So, you know. That goes without saying, but you know, it really is a shame. It's, you know, and they're blaming a lot of this on the woke stuff. How true that is, I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with banking deposits.
No, I think I think that bank was just like a big slush fund. You know, it's very corrupt.
Well, they're corrupt because the government made them corrupt.
No, but the government's already corrupt, so then by default, everything that's affiliated with the government is already
Look at the stuff that happened in 08 with the bank, with the real estate, with the real estate market decline. Yeah, Cuomo going around, twisting the arms of the banks, telling them to give basically anything with a pulse a mortgage. Don't worry about their credit. They could pay. You know? But God forbid you don't pay your taxes. You're going to get SWAT teamed in the middle of the night.
They're going to
come
IRS.
For you. Man, we ain't seen nothing with the IRS yet. Wait till they get those 86,000 agents.
Right.
Because I like to know what that's all about. I have an idea. Well, we shall soon find out. And we will find out. And people are going to say, oh, we didn't know this is what they were going to do. Yes, you did. You know, They're still trying to hammer that guy Santos. They want to get rid of him. I called up some radio show the other night. They were having a discussion on it. And you know, I called them up and I said, look, I do call up Santos's office every so often, and I tell them, you make sure that the congressman does not resign, because I want to know how all these other politicians made all the millions of dollars that they have in the bank, and they're worried about him. You put him on a leash, you can watch him, and, you know, make sure he doesn't stray, so to speak. But as I told the host, I said, I will support him financially if I can, you know, with $100 or whatever. But I said, I don't want to see him resign. Not until we find out how Pelosi and Schumer got to be so wealthy while they were career politicians.
That's right. How they got those million-dollar mansions.
Schumer has never worked a day in his life since he graduated law school. He went right into politics. All right? And he's worth some like $40 million, I think. You know, how does he get all this money? You know, how did he get so wealthy? And, you know, the radio host says, you know, I have a valid point. I said, of course I have a valid point. They're worried about this guy, this guy Santos. You know, listen, I don't care that he's gay. And you know,
well, I don't even know
if
that.
If he's a drag, yeah, he's. I think he's got a. I think he's married to some guy. I said, I don't care about that. I don't care if he goes to. I don't care if he went to Brazil. They say they have him on video as a drag queen. I don't care about that because he's not talking to kids. He's not reading a book to kids. So he could do whatever he wants with that. I want to know how Pelosi and Schumer got to be so wealthy and they never worked a day in their life. And I just looked it up tonight. A member of Congress, their salary is $174,000 a year.
Right.
So,
but they have their insider trading. We already know that they trade. They bought
all
of them. They're all on the
–
right. You can see them all on the list of, you know, trading for all kinds of things.
Yeah. 60 Minutes a few years back did a story on that. And they were trying to talk to Pelosi about it, and she blew them off. Oh, no, it's nothing. Don't worry about it, basically. It's on YouTube. One of the guys from 60 Minutes was trying to talk to you about it. She totally blew him off. Like, you know, how is it that you get this insider information and you make all this money and I get insider information if I was able to, and somehow they even think that it was insider information, they'll come after me. And yet,
but they're the ones that make the rules, so they get to bend them.
Yeah. And if Congress gets caught, I think there's like a $500 fine. I think that's all that they are liable for if they get caught. Not even jail, and they should be in jail. They should all be in jail.
Agreed.
Every frickin' one of them should be in jail.
By the way, it came to my attention that when you asked how can 90% of the customers from Silicon Valley Bank not be FDIC insured, it seems that bank in particular was used for commercial purposes, and the majority of their customers were businesses, and so they automatically don't get that FDIC insurance.
Oh, really? So only for individuals, not businesses?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Smart. Look at that.
I was reading about FDIC protection today, because there are some things that came to my attention that a lot of money magazines like the Wall Street Journal, Money Market, and a few other financial articles were talking about how Starbucks is kind of like a bank. They don't mean literally, but they're saying they're a bank in the sense that their customers make deposits in the form of their apps and their cards. And people leave certain balances with Starbucks, and Starbucks
right.
is able
and
to, because there's no law against it,
money?
They can spend the money however they want. They can invest it in the stock market. They can build new stores. They can spend it on their employees, and they can travel. They can do whatever they want. They can do parties. I mean, so essentially, at any given time, all of their customers, which are in the millions, keep a certain balance on the card. Now, the money is theirs because they're really just exchanging now what's on the card for their
right.
goods and their services. So
right.
they're never giving
we'll take
the money back.
You, and we'll sell you that cup of coffee. And I got you.
Exactly, and you never can get a refund. So and that's why people get caught up. Like I was looking at the person
wow.
who shared the information. Now, it came from the Wall Street Journal. It was like they were all saying that Starbucks is a bank, but they're calling it a neobank or a fintech bank, financial tech, because they take deposits and they use the money like banks do by investing it in other things to make more money.
Wow.
And people can put their money in there and know that they're always going to have it in exchange for some food or something to drink because they're investing in that exact thing. Right. But, of course,
wow.
they don't loan the money out. They don't charge it. And they get to avoid things like paying taxes on that money, so they're really getting tax-free, interest-free loans from
no,
their
customers. Especially your shopping. That's what it is, yeah.
So when they did the math, it came out to them having a good $1.5 billion on hand at any given time during the year because of all the balances that people keep on the card when they're not using it. And that is more than about 85% of small banks. And when I say small banks, I mean banks like Green Dot or like First American, like little banks, but they're banks. But they're just below PayPal. So, like, I think the next, we wouldn't even call PayPal a bank. But these companies that have people that store and hold money on their apps or on their platforms are doing exactly what banks would be doing. And they're doing it without all the regulations and without all the fees.
Holy shit. It makes sense. Good business. That's a good business model. And you're
right.
under the radar. You don't even have to worry about any regulations. Holy shit, look at that. Well, there you have it. Look at that.
It's funny because I saw this post on Instagram about this, and I had to look into it some more, and I read all these different financial articles because all I did was do a DuckDuckGo search using the phrase Starbucks is a bank, and like 15 articles came up. And I was just like shocked at the terminology. And even the Korea Times found it to be a little disturbing that Starbucks has so much liquid. Liquidity is the biggest thing with banks. They don't have that money on hand to
give
people.
No, they don't. They only have 10% of their deposits.
Mm. Right? Even if they took in deposits, they don't even have them themselves because they turn around and invest it and put it into something else. So they'll never be able to give their customers back, all of them, what it is that they deposited, ever.
And Starbucks doesn't have to give anything back.
They don't, but they also are in a position where they could. If they were able to reverse transactions, they would be able to give back
and
everybody all of the money that they have sitting on their app. Unlike a bank.
If you put money on a credit card through the app, I mean, you have to get that money back. I mean, it makes sense.
Isn't that
I
wild?
I think, but then again, that's crazy.
And people are like, you don't know the definition of the bank. You're stupid.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, here we go. Everybody arguing over, like, semantics. It's like, all right. Not to be taken
and
literally.
Starbucks is like,
relax.
Look what they're doing. Look at them. Look at them.
Right. They're avoiding regulations. They're avoiding fees. They're taking the money. And they're giving people back a cup of coffee. An overpriced cup of coffee? Think about that.
Overpriced. Beyond overpriced. I have
Think about
not
what, yeah.
bought Starbucks coffee in many, many years. But I've gone into Starbucks.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that say no firearms allowed. And I go in there. And I just sit there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy myself. I get a laugh.
I don't drink coffee, so Starbucks has never made money for me.
You just call them what I heard you call them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I didn't hear it.
Well, imagine not ending the word Starbucks with bucks.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. There's things you can't say on the radio. Let's see. Let's see.
Man, but you know it's pretty smart. You know they're not the only people that do that. I mean, it's been going on for years. Look at Easy Pass. And the more you use the Easy Pass, the more you have to preload it. What do you think they're doing with that money? And they have a monopoly on bridges.
And that's the company.
How much
money
they were able to funnel off to Black Lives Matter.
Oh yeah.
How much they stole.
That's insane.
How much money they stole, man. They stole millions and millions and millions of dollars, and nothing is being done about it. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Right.
Nothing. God forbid you don't pay taxes.
You know, or somebody sends you $601 on PayPal.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, because I had a friend of mine. He's in the, I don't know how to put it, but a lot of his weekly payments that he gets from his clients were done through Venmo. And when I told him, they're going to start monitoring that shit now, and he couldn't believe what I was telling him. I was like, dude, they're cracking down on this stuff. And he looked it up, and he's like, this is fucking crazy. You know, $600, like I'm fucking committing a technically, yes. But it's like I'm committing a fucking major crime here. What the fuck? Excuse my language. he's like he can't believe it. He says, and they got to find other creative ways of making their money. That's all. Getting their weekly interest payment, so to speak. But a lot of it was done through Venmo. And not no more. They shut that down quickly. They shut that down.
Sure.
And they're gonna push that digital currency, boy.
Oh, yeah, FedNow is going to start in July. So once nobody's interested, then they're going to have a false flag in September or October so that they can try and sell it.
I can't see this going to a judge saying, yeah, this is perfectly, it's constitutional. The government's going to look. They are going to look at all your transactions, every penny you make.
Yeah.
Or spend. They're going to look at it.
You think a judge will get involved, though?
Oh, I would think that there's some privacy rights here that are being violated. I can't see in China. That social credit score that they have in China, they can shut your bank accounts down. They shut people's bank accounts down.
Oh, I understand that. I just don't know if a judge will get involved.
I mean, at some point, someone's going to have to go in front of some magistrate or something to say, listen, this, This violates, you know, what is it, Fifth Amendment? Fourth Amendment? Fifth, I forget which one it is. You know, we have privacy here. Cash is, you know, who are they to look at my transactions? My private transactions, not, you know, it doesn't make sense. But then again, this reset that they're talking about, they're not bullshitting about it. They are dead serious. And they are going to try and screw us over. 100%.
And that's why I'm wondering if it would make it to a judge, because you can have some Barry Satoro appointed judge.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I think eventually, though, even if it goes, well, like I said, you know, years ago, the ACLU, you know, the left, they protested a lot of things that government was doing. We have our rights, privacy, blah, blah, blah. Now, all of a sudden, the same people that were then were protesting for privacy, now we're against privacy. You know, they were for free speech, now they're against free speech. It's like everything just got twisted around. They just turned it all around, man. Now they're just completely screwed up now. And they are screwed up.
Yeah, but even though we're winning the war right now, but they have better weapons than us.
Weapons as far as?
Whether it's physical weapons, whether they can screw over with money, whether they can shut down the electrical grid.
Yeah, money is their biggest weapon, Proof. That is true. Cash is their biggest.
Because I promise you, if they say cash is illegal tomorrow, go get your microchip, you'll see a ton of people that will go out there and say, well, I have to feed my family, I'm going to go get a microchip.
Yeah, well, listen, I was in a Dunkin' Donuts the other day at a stop, and there was this lady in front of me, she was wearing a mask. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, this woman's freaking nuts. You know, and she was on the phone with someone, and she ordered, I guess she ordered two coffees, and they brought one coffee, and then they were doing the other coffee to bring it over. This is before. Can you bring it over without a lid? So the woman brings the lid, brings the coffee without a lid. Says, can you bring me a lid without touching it? And I'm standing there. I'm watching this, and the woman brings the lid in wax paper, gives it to her, and she says, can I borrow one of your disposable gloves? The woman takes the disposable glove, puts it on, takes the lid out of the wax paper, and puts the lid on top of the coffee cup. All right? And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, this is bizarro, man. And then she takes the glove off, and she touches the coffee cup with her hand. Like, and then she takes the tray that they use to put the, you know, when you have two cups, some people use a tray when they have like more than one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That everybody touches, and she took that coffee cup, and you couldn't touch the lid, she put that coffee cup in that tray that everybody touched. And now somebody's going, you know, like, what the frick is going on here?
Like, makes sense.
And meanwhile, I turn around and I felt like saying that. I wanted it so bad to say that. You know, if I farted right now and you saw my fart, you could probably get COVID. And like, you know, like, what the hell? These people are just nuts what they're doing now. Like, everyone all of a sudden became, I don't even think it's germophobia. This is just crazy, plain nuts. I mean, you need per person with the white coat and net coming up there, you know what I mean? Because it just doesn't make sense. It's just, you know, like, what are you doing here? You're defeating the purpose. You're going to get sick anyway. You just touched a tray. You took a glove off that you didn't touch. that you didn't touch the glove with the lid, or you touched the lid with the glove, but you're touching your hand on the coffee cup. Whatever. It's all crazy. It's all crazy.
Yeah, well, don't Get worry. When the next gene therapies come out, they'll be in line for it.
That's the truth. I'm telling you, wait till they start blaming Trump.
Wait till what?
They're going to start blaming Trump.
Oh, yeah, they're blaming Trump because Trump, meanwhile, Barney Frank was on the board of Signature Bank.
Yes.
All right. The man that put all the regulations in that Trump supposedly killed, that is Trump didn't remove Dodd-Frank, he gutted it, and he didn't do that. That they said it's a lie. It's not exactly. He just removed some pieces in it that they said that was it had no impact on what went on in these banks. These banks went completely stupid. So, you know, what are you going to do? But they're going to try and blame everything on Trump, man. As always.
Yep. He's going to be seen on video taking the credit for it, and they will not play one clip of Biden taking the credit for it, especially after Trump left office.
Yep.
I can't wait.
And then what's Brandon going to take credit for?
I know. Increasing the jobs or something.
Remember when he said that he orchestrated the lowest or the best gas reduction price in history, even though it went up from $2 a gallon to $6.50, and then he under his watch it lowered to $4.50 because it went down $2 a gallon, that he orchestrated that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but he's not responsible for when it goes up. It's Putin's fault.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not responsible. Absolutely not responsible. He didn't
or he just walks off like he did when he said the banks are fine, and then he walked off without answering anything, and people are asking questions, and he smiles and walks away.
I'm telling you, when he got in front of that camera and he said that, I was like, wow, there's going to be craziness now. People are going to be jumping out of windows.
Yeah, but you realize that the globalists won't let him win again. I still think it would be Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Yep. Yep, proof. Yeah, you're right on that.
I probably forgot to say that pronoun's name.
What, him? Him?
Michael Robinson Obama.
Him.
Yeah, I don't ever forget to say that pronoun's name.
Did you see that Netflix show with the little bison who said that they're non-binary and they wanted to be called they-them?
No.
Well, it got canceled.
Oh, well, that's good.
Thanks a lot of backlash.
Yeah, whatever happened to that TV show, that the thing with that kid, the transgender kid that had the surgery, that Jazzy kid?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jazz is still out there doing anything. They got a whole book. Freaking, that kid's famous.
Is he still on TV, though?
I don't know. You'll never catch me watching that.
No, absolutely not. I saw something. When I saw that, I'm Jazz. I'm like, all right. And then I saw there was we talked about they were profiling on TV or something. And they had him on the stretcher waiting to go for his assignment surgery. I'm like, that's what this show is about. Get the hell out of here. Get lost. I says, I had my granddaughter over the house the other day, and she said, "This is gonna be my bedroom." I said, "I'm gonna have my vanity here." She's only 2 years old. I'm gonna have my vanity. I'm gonna put my makeup on. I'm gonna be like, "Thank you, God," because if she starts saying she wants to play with boy dolls, they're gonna take her. Oh, she used to become a man, and you know, I'm gonna bring that up when I see my my best friend's family for Easter. You know, I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm not gonna let my kid get involved in this transgender crap because they're a bunch of leftists. You know, it would drive them out of their minds if they hear that.
All right, well,
time is up.
So thank you, Vito, for calling in. Thank you, V, for being here. Please let me know when you're moving to Tuesday.
Absolutely.
I'll be back on Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a big show with your bike. Until Monday, come to the handrail. Hope you're not, remember, hope you can't get crucified.